Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 112, Wolfram Alpha. So, for today's episode, I wanted to share a way to get more contextual and back-end search via a really smart algorithm. So that's where Wolfram Alpha comes in. It's a system that was developed by a guy named Wolfram, that's his last name, where rather than just having a basic search, like when you do a search on, for example, Google, you want to say where is or how far away is the moon, it'll give you the result, and then you have to go through the results to figure out, get other information, or you have to phrase your question in the way that you want your answer to come back to you. And Bing works similarly, Yahoo, AltaVista, all the search engines work generally the same way. But Wolfram Alpha takes it a step further. So rather than just telling you, for example, how far away the moon is, it figures out that you're, for example, you want to assume the distance from Earth. It'll tell you or give you a graph as well over a period of time to say, okay, the Earth or the moon was this far away from the Earth as of this date, and then charted over a graph, and then you can adjust the graph to show a period of time, so let's say 3 months, 6 months, a year, and that sort of thing. So it provides this information automatically, so rather than having to rephrase and refine your search question or figure out how to phrase your search question to begin with to get the answer that you want, Wolfram Alpha just presents you all of the information out in one search result. And then if you're doing a search for, let's say, the definition of a word, it'll also give you the root information and related terms, so synonyms and antonyms, the root of the word, the definition, and all of that stuff. So it's all in one place rather than having to, for example, let's say go to dictionary.com and then look at the thesaurus and synonyms and antonyms, or let's say you do a Google or Bing search and getting all the scattered information. Wolfram Alpha just presents you the information, what belongs to that information, and everything you may need to know to get you started on what the information that you actually need. It can also extrapolate other information as well. So the feature that I actually like that was released, I want to say, within the past year or so, maybe a little bit more, is the ability to provide extra or extrapolate certain information. So let's say you want to figure out the cost of living based on how much money you'll be making in an area or at your job in an area, it'll tell you that information as well. So if you say cost of living in a city, and then you can include the amount of money that you'll be making, it'll tell you basically how far your money goes, how far certain various items cost in that area, so you can get that information or get a general idea of the kind of information, so you know if it's something that fits into your budget, is it the kind of area you want to live in, can you afford to live there, and all of that good stuff. And then you can expand your search from there to get more information and all of that, or get more specific information for that matter. So it provides you all this information that will definitely help you out and present the information in a smarter way. So I know Google is working and includes some of these features to make it a little bit better, so word definitions, distance, a basic calculator, and all of that, but Wolfram Alpha is still at the moment takes it a step further and gives you all that information. It is available in app form for Android and the Kindle. I believe there's an iOS version as well, I'm not sure. It is a paid app because it does offer you extra information, but it is actually well worth the money. Something like $1.99 or $2.99, but for the money, the power of the algorithm is actually worth it and worth checking out. So that's really all there is for that. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, if you want me to do a certain search that you may be interested in, definitely let me know. I'm happy to help you out. You can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com, or you can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. Or you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And of course, you can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network of shows at geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.